It's really a schuss for us to have Rav Kahn come tonight. He really came from very far to come to be with us, and it really was a little bit of a tircha for him to come, but really, for the Talmidim, thank you so much for Rav Kahn for making an effort, and we're looking forward to having our seat being enhanced. Tomorrow, Mr. Shemar Shachar will be giving a share on Hilchos Pesach at 9 o'clock.
So, I understand that there's a Sichas Musa yet, so I don't want to keep you, so I will try to speak about twice as fast as I usually do. The nusach of the Haggadah that I'm going to be working with is the Rambam, but that's not it happens to be here, but I just wanted to tell you one thing about Dayenu, because you're going to be all saying it, and you'll have people around, and it's something that you don't just say it, you sing it, it becomes the central focus. And I believe that there's a poshut pshat of Dayenu that's very important for everyone to appreciate, and then you can say any other pshat that you want. The questions that many Sfarim actually ask is, how could we say things like Ilu Kerevanu Lifnei Har Sinai V'lo Nosan Lonu Es HaTorah Dayenu? And there are actually some very fascinating answers to that question, as if to say we take the question quite seriously, that it would have been sufficient for us if we stopped short of Kabbalah HaTorah. Now, I believe that that is definitely not the Poshut Pshat. No one would be able to say that it's enough that we stop before Kabbalah HaTorah. And of course, it really means that we don't have any more merits, and we deserve maybe to stop before Kabbalah HaTorah. But the Poshut Pshat of Dayenu is very simple. I always like to speak in terms of Misholim, especially B'nogeya the Seder, because people use the Misholim to explain things to the other members around the table, the Seder table, but it's also very easy to see things and to hear things. There are two Misholim that I'm going to use tonight of my own concoction. One of them is B'nogeya to the Dayenu. There was a fellow who was born and happened to have a very wealthy uncle who loved to give matonis to his nephew. And when the nephew was born, he sent a bond for $5,000. And then when the nephew started learning Chumash, he sent him $10,000. When he became bar mitzvah, he sent him $50,000. And when he became a chosn, they sent him $100,000. And when he started getting his first opportunity for work, he graduated in whatever field it was, he sent him $1 million to start a business of his own. The young fellow wrote a letter to his uncle, and he writes as follows. Even though the $1 million that you just gave me makes everything else pale to near insignificance, but I want you to know that my appreciation of what you've done for me from day one is so complete that I take this opportunity after having received the $1 million to be grateful for you for every single thing that you did for me from the time that I was born, including that bond that you gave me. And I want you to know that my gratitude for that is so complete that even though many more things have happened, such wonderful positive things, all those gifts that you gave me since then, Afal Pikein, each and every one of those gifts deserves a special mention of its own, and I want to declare that appreciation in spite of what it would seem that it's Nivla Be'evarim Be'havla, it is simply irrelevant. What is $5,000 compared to a $1 million gift? That is what we are saying when we say Dayenu. We go through every single step of our Hakaras HaTov, and we say by each one, we are willing to, for the moment, blind ourselves to all the subsequent Toiva, and we are also willing to blind ourselves to the essential Toiva, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimer HaSinai, Eretz Yisrael. And instead we insist that every single one of those moments, all the details, all the little steps along the way, deserve our Hakaras HaTova as if ke'ilu it was the only one. That is the Dayenu. And when you look at it from that perspective, ilu kervanu l'fnei asinu v'lo nasan haTorah fits perfectly. Avad matan Torah is the goal, matan Torah is the tachlis. But there was something in the kirub b'har Sinai that was in its own right special. It's nivla legamri. Once there's this moment of Kabbalah Satorah, Nochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzei Siva. Yes. But when we are Makutova, we are Makutova for that prat, blinding ourselves for the moment, Ke'ilu, that anything else happened subsequently that would overshadow it. Because of its incredible and cataclysmic consequence. So, having said that, why do we say the Dayenu altogether? This is something that comes into the Haggadah much later. But the Dayenu and the Alachas Kama V'Kama Tova Kfulim Chupelis, which repeats it, is simply an offshoot, a subsequent elaboration of the basic Yisoid of the Haggadah, which is Hakaras HaTova. Now, we have a Haggadah in front of us that seems to be a hodgepodge, an amalgamation of many doros and many different strands, seemingly thrown together, almost arbitrarily. And it's critical to understand that when you use the word seder, you don't just mean kadesh urchatz karpas yachas, you also mean that when you get to magid, there is an extraordinary seder in magid. In fact, it is so extraordinary that it managed to obscure itself. You see, sometimes there's a Seder that is so artificially constructed that you can't miss it. And sometimes the Seder is so subtle and so poetic and so incredibly competent that you can miss it entirely. So I'm going to try to show you what the Seder of the Haggadah is. But the Haggadah is based on two themes, on two very distinct ideas. And that, I would add that they are almost contradictory in nature. And what we do in Magid is we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam in two different ways, and we interpret Yetzias Mitzrayim in two different ways, which again are almost contradictory, and we do it because we do not wish to give the one up for the other. And that is the grandeur of the Haggadah. The Gemara says, Maschul Bignusim Asayim B'Shevach, and he's Dorish the Parsha of Arami Ovidovi. The Rambam also paskins that in the seventh perek of Hilchus Chametz Matzah. And the Rambam speaks about the different requirements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Halacha Dalet of Perek Zayin, he says, V'tzorech lahaskul b'gnusu l'usayim b'shevach, keitzad. How do you do it? In the Gemara, you have a machloikas between, let's say, Rav and Shmuel, but it's a machloikas which discusses exactly this question, Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, towards the bottom of the Yomud. What does he do? And you all know, one man Yoma says, Avodah Mayinu L'Parv Mitzrayim, and that's the Maschul Bignus, and the other man Yoma says, Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zorah Hoya Avoseinu. So it is normally understood, before we continue reading the Rambam, it is normally understood that this is the spiritual versus the physical. There was a Yetzias Mitzrayim in the physical, which we are very grateful for, of course. And there was Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Menta Shari Tuma, from Halolo of the Avodah Zorah, which really extends and stretches all the way to Matan Torah, where they keep growing in that sphere of Sa'omer, etc., etc. I believe, Ani HaKotan, and I say this with fear and trepidation, because I really haven't found it, you know, with that kind of emphasis anywhere. And if anyone has and could let me know, I would be very grateful. And I mean that quite sincerely. Because I believe that it's a Yesod HaYesodis in the Machloikas in the Gemara, and also explains what I meant by two very radically different approaches to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam, when he formulates the din of Maschul B'Gnusim Sayim B'Shevach, says as follows. Keitzad, Maschul U'Misaper, Shebetchilo Hoyu Avosenu B'Meiterach U'Milofonov, Koifrim V'Toyin Acha HaHevel, the reason the Rambam, by the way, says maschil u'misaper is because he wants to make it clear that this isn't some adjunct or corollary type of inyan. This is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maschil u'misaper like l'sape benisim and neflos. Maskul l'sape shebetchilo yad l'senu b'meiterach umilufanav. Koyfrim v'toyin acha hevel v'roitfin acha avedazora. U'mesayim b'das ha'emes shekeravonu hamokim loy v'yibilonu min atoyin v'keravonu liyichudo. V'chein maskul u'moydia shavodim ayinu l'paru b'mitzrayim cholaroa shigmalonu u'mesayim benisim and neflos shenas lalonu. Vahu. Now here the Rambam adds the following words. Vahu. Sheyidroish me'aram yavirovi ad sheyigma kol ha'parsha. So ad sheyigma kol ha'parsha is the whole discussion. That's a completely side point. We don't finish the whole parsha. The parsha says vayivien olam ha'kam hazeh. Rav David Tzvi Hachman in his Tshuvas Melamed L'Hoyel, he says that in the time of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says ad sheyigma kol ha'parsha, that's because when they had the Beis Hamikdash and Eretz Yisrael, they could say Vayivien Olam Hakam Hazeh. We who are in Golus cannot do that, and therefore we stop short. Others say that Ad Sheyigmor Kol HaParsha doesn't mean the Parsha of the Torah; it means the Drasha of the Midrashim. Where do they stop? And they stop actually. The Sifri has basically the Nusach of our Haggadah, so that's what it means. Ad Sheyigmor Kol HaParsha. Why don't we go as far as Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because we're not farmers. No, the answer is because the tachlis of Tzias Mitzrayim certainly was to go into Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Because by the Bein Achochem, Kishocha Bimcha Mochaleim Amoyed, Tzavukim Hashpotem, Hashetzi, Hashem, Elikeinu Eschem, what do you answer him? Avodim Inu L'par Mitzrayim, V'yivayinu Alamokim Azeh V'yitam Lon. In other words, the consequence of Yitzias Mitzrayim is mitzvahs by Har Sinai and Eretz Yisrael. But the secret is, as the Rav Zichrono Lebracha used to say over and over and over again, whether it is the pshat of the first line of the Rambam in Perek Zayin or not is irrelevant, but the idea is that we are coming out of Mitzrayim that night, and therefore these things haven't happened yet. So you'll notice that there's nothing mentioned in Haggadah really about Eretz Yisrael, and there's nothing mentioned about Moshe Rabbeinu for the same reason, because the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo shaliach, Ani Hashem, Ani hu v'lo acher. So what should have figured as extremely prominent in the Haggadah simply finds no mention at all. You'll tell me, but there is talk about Hichnisan Eretz Yisrael, Bonas Beis Abchir, that's Dayenu, it's not in the Rambam, it's much later. And also, it's a separate point. You have to know what is Ikar, what is Tofel, what is the main emphasis, and what is simply secondary. Same thing Yamsuf is not mentioned. So you'll jump on and you'll say, yeah, Etzba, and then five times more 200 makas, so many makas, al yamsuf is more because the yara chazok asher. No. That's a taich in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Isis and Mavsim, and more than anything, it is to impress upon us the kind of makas that we're in Mitzrayim. If you want to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, you talk about Kriyas Yamsuf in a different way entirely. By the way, that also explains something else. My focus, Shami Bes Hillel, how much of the halal do you say at the beginning within the Magid? One says, until B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim, but not including. And the other one says, including B'tzeis Yisrael until Chalom Shlomayin Omoyim. And we would wonder, how could you stop short and you didn't even say the words B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim? The answer is because that Perek in Hallel is not really about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov, Me'am Lois, guess what? They came to Yamsuf, and Hayom Rov, Ayonis Hayardim, Malucha, Hayom Kisonus. Since the night of the Seder and in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Magid, we are coming out of Mitzrayim. That hasn't happened yet. So even though the words B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim are mentioned there and not in the first capital, right? Not in Haluka. There is a Mandi Omar who prefers to say just that because Mekimi Me'ofer Dol Me'ashpros Yorim Evyon is a generic thing that applies to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, which hasn't happened yet, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'igiyonu ha'layla hazeh. So, getting back to the Rambam, when we speak about Maschu B'gnusa Messiah B'shevach, and it says, Ad sheyigmor kol ha'parsha kula, the Rambam added one word, V'hu sheyidrosh me'arami oivir. What is V'hu? But who is like the English equivalent, that is to say. Meaning, in other words, that, I mean, this would seem to be the pshat in the Rambam, that when he says V'chein maschu umaydiya sha'avodim hayinu lepar b'mitzrayim v'hu sheyidrosh me'arami yoyvirovi. That's the way I would read the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is saying that since we know that there are two mandiyomim, the Rambam wouldn't be mashma that there are two mandiyomim, the Rambam says you do both, as if that's me'yikar hadin. But from the Gemara, it's mashma that there are two mandiyomim. Apparently, the Rambam learned that one is moisif on the other, but not choylik with the other. But the nekuda of the Mishnah that we dash in Arami Yoyvidovi is part of this idea of maskel begnusim saying the sheva, because it could have been thought of as a separate Indian entirely. And legabe, which one of the two? Dafka, the one which is maskel begnusim sheva avodim ayinu l'parv mitzvah. Which, as I told you before, most think is physical versus spiritual. And I'm going to suggest to you a different shot. I have a kasha that is, I believe, insurmountable. The kasha that's insurmountable is, if you want to speak about the spiritual negative, I don't go back to Terach. There's absolutely no reason or sense to go back to Terach and before. No reason whatsoever. When the Yidin, if anyone opens up the same Rambam, Perek Aleph Mehilchas Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Avodah Zarah describes very meticulously how Avraham Avinu started gathering people around him, and it was increased by Yitzchak and increased even more by Yaakov, until finally when they came into Mitzrayim, this is the Rambam's opinion in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Avodah Zarah, there was an Uma Shleimo Yodas Es Hashem. And that Uma Shleima Yodas Es Hashem dwindled and got reduced in their emunah and their knowledge of Hashem to such a terrible extent in Mitzrayim because of the ravages of Mitzrayim and the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim and the Hashpah of that Avodah Zorah, until the Rambam says, Kimat kot v'hoyo ikar agodu sheshosa avom avinu mekar, and the Chozu, the people, will have gone back to Tos v'toyusam, the test toes and the tough toes, meaning they would have gotten back to the error as well as to the wandering away, like Toya Baderech, off the Derech. And it was so bad that it was almost lost completely. The Rambam has to add, Umei Olam Chutz Mi Shevet Levi, Umei Olam Lo Avet Shevet Levi Avodah Zarah. But other than Shevet Levi, everyone seems to have fallen apart, and almost the Ikra Agodol Sheshosel Avraham Avinu was Nekar. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Atcha'osa Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shokoa Nehiyin, and Ushlochoi, and the rest is history. So let me ask you a simple question. And you don't need the Rambam for the basic Yisai. Halolo Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halolo Avdei Hazarah. And on and on. It's Mavura, Mefurosh, and all the Mefoshim, that the Matzav of Bnei Yisrael is Nairav Oyam in Mitzrayim. So if one wants to be Maschu Begnusim Asayim B'Sheva, talks about the physical, fine. Avodim Vayareo, Son Vayamitzim Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kosher, fine. Spiritual, we were completely and absolutely in the depths of Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up out of those depths and gave us the Torah and cleaned us and swept us away, you know, our kind finish on. Why in the world should anybody be interested in what happened in the time of Terach? That's my question. And the answer, I believe, is very simple. That we are following a mahalach that to begin with is not the Poshub Shat. And the mahalach that we are following that's not the Poshub Shat is that the Maschul B'Gnusim, the Sayyim B'Shevach, is to tell us how bad it was in Mitzrayim spiritually, and the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kervanu L'Avodasa. For that, you do not hark back to the times of Terach. What is the reason that we do hark back to the times of Terach? So I wanted to suggest a completely different approach. And that is, that there are really two dinim. Quite literally, I mean this literally, these are two brisker dinim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the incredible irony of it is, as I was meramis earlier, that these two dinim are at first blush almost contradictory, almost self-contradictory. The first din is Hakaras HaTayva. Everybody knows, the Rebbe said it so many times in so many drushes and so many shiurim, I must have heard it myself 30 or 40 times, myself. The Chanel of Rochel Chayil and Mabo used to say that the aside of Sif Yetzias Mitzrayim is Hakaras HaToyva. So, the question was always, why do we hark to a parsha in Dvarim to tell me all the psukim and tell me the basic story when I have perfectly wonderful psukim in Shmois Va'era Bo? And the answer that the Rav gave to this is very basic. If somebody would tell you that there's a master writer who knows how to express his hakara sato, how to express his appreciation about a certain event, a certain development, and you would say, well, maybe I should use this phrase, maybe I should use that phrase, maybe this is too much of an embellishment, maybe that detail was left out, and you're in a quandary. So they send you to this master person who's able to, you know, singularly figure out precisely what it is to write, and you're Shalom al Yisrael. Now I know what to do. Well, we have that master writer. It's called the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he describes the mitzvah, what is it, Kuflam and Beis, whatever the mitzvah is, the Rambam says in Mitzvah Saseh of Mikra Bikur, he doesn't say mitzvah kesheyavi bikurim likroi parsha zu v'inyono hakora satoiv al kol sha'osa ha'kodesh baruch hu loy, etc., etc. I'll call out Toiva Shegem Alon. No, he says the exact reverse. He says the mitzvah is Hakaras HaToiva. And when do you perform this mitzvah of Hakaras HaToiva? The answer is when you bring Bikurim. In other words, the Rambam understood that the mitzvah is to be Makir Toiv. That's the mitzvah. And the Hechetimtza of this mitzvah is at a specific time and place and circumstance. So if that is the case, then it's Alachas Kama V'Kama that we should understand that if we want to be Makir Toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to tell the story in the language that Hashem Himself provided for us of Hakaras HaToivah. Now, since the Hakaras HaToivah of the farmer begins apparently with the beginning, so it's appropriate for us to describe Arami Yovidovi by Yerid Mitzrayimah, and then what we do, as the Rav pointed out again many, many, many times, we don't just bring another pasuk that says exactly the same thing from Shmois Va'era Boy, but rather we explain, and it's a really a Torah Shebaal Peh activity, even though it doesn't look like it, which is one of the incredible subtleties of this Seder Haggadah, that they take the Yetzias Mitzrayim story of Arami Ovidovi and they explain it. There's a drash of Parshas Arami Ovidovi. And one of the great examples of the Rav is on the words Vayoreyu Osonu HaMitzrim Vayya'anunu. Vayoreyu Osonu HaMitzrim Kamo Shenema. And if the interpretation of the word Vayoreyu, as many Sfarim actually do, would be that they mistreated us, they made us suffer, we would not have brought the pasuk of Hava Nishak Maloi Ten Yirba Vayoki Sekrana Mochama, because that has nothing to do with making us suffer. That's before they made us suffer. That's maybe why they made us suffer, but it's not the suffering itself. So the Rav said it's exactly correct. Vayoreyu Osanu means they made us into evil people. They took Yosef and his brothers and the descendants of Yosef and his brothers, who represent all the good that is happening to Klal for Mitzrayim through Yisrael, and they turned us into monsters. It's mamish, like I said the other day, it's protocols of the elders of Zion. That's what it is. Vayoreyu means they made us into terrible people who are looking to undermine and subvert. We are fifth columns. So therefore, the idea of Vayoreyu Osanu means Osu Osanu Ke Anoshim Ro'im. And that's why we quote this pasuk. So even though we don't spell it out, but the quotation of the pasuk itself spells it out. So again, the parasha of Arami Rovi is chosen because it's the parasha of Hakaras HaToivah. When the Rambam says, V'chein, he starts Pignus Avodam Ayinu L'Parav Mitzrayim and is Messiah V'yotzein Hashem Ba'oisus V'yotzein, this is done because the purpose of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to express our Hakaras HaToivah. So V'hu She'yidrosh Parshas Arami Ovidovi Ad She'yidrosh Kol HaParsha. So what about the other Mandi Omar? So the other Mandi Omar is a different story entirely. It's not Hakaras HaToivah. It's not a spiritual before and after to explain, by the way, why should you say the negative altogether? The answer is because the negative always teaches you, it's mekimi me'ofer, dol, may ashvois yorim evyon. There's no multimillionaire on earth that won't be thrilled out of his wits to get another couple of $100 million. But it's einoy doim as somebody who won the lottery and he's washing floors. That really captures the imagination. Why? Because it's may ashvois yorim evyon loy shivim in the devil. When you have an advertisement for a diet, and you have two pictures, so you have two pictures side by side, before and after, it's pretty clear which it is. I mean, in the pictures, whether that's lemaisa or not is irrelevant. But that's what they want you to think. So the before shows a person that's, you know, like a mile wide, and the after is thin as a rail, and they say this is because of the diet. So lemaisa, the before is important, because if you showed a person that was 200 pounds, and now he's 180 pounds, it's a nice thing, but so big deal. So you have to have the gnus to understand the sheva, correct? That's in Hakara Satoiv, a chemuk of the Hakara Satoiv, to explain how bad it was. But the second modality of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, if it would have been that, it would have been the complete disintegration, spiritually, of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim itself. So then what's the point of going back all the way there to what? The Terach. And the Chlal, the whole idea that we call them Avoseinu, we know that the Ava start from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's very unusual. And the Rambam says Avoseinu, Terach, and before him yet. So the answer is because Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is something else besides Hakaras HaTorah. It's the history of the world. It's a moment in the history of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating the chosen people, the Am HaNivchar. It's a moment in a master plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam for Klal Yisrael that they need to go through the Kur HaBarzel. And the Maskul Bignus and Messiah B'Shevach of that Mandi Omar is not the spiritual HaKaras HaTov, it's almost the opposite of HaKaras HaTov. And I'll explain to you by a mashal. Mashal number two for the night. I have a very beautiful mashal to explain it. Somebody went to visit his friend. He happens to be not in the Beis Medrash, but at the pool. He's swimming. So he goes to the pool, and he goes in, this fellow is a very good swimmer, and he's all the way in the deep end. So his fellow has an important message to tell him. So he goes on the side of the pool, you know, and he gets a little bit close, and he gets a little bit too close, falls into the water. Can't swim. Can't swim for anything. So the lifeguard sees it, jumps into the water, schleps him out, he's already full of water, his lungs are full, gives him CPR, pumps all the water out, brings him back to life. What is the measure of this person's Hakaras HaTov? It's enormous. You brought me back to life. I was drowning, and you saved me. Now, scene number two. Completely different picture. Also with the swimming pool, also with the lifeguard, also with this fellow who can't swim. This fellow's father tells the lifeguard, listen, you teach people how to swim. This fellow's, my son is impassable. And I'm worried about it. So I want you to teach him how to swim. So he starts with a doggy paddle, what do you call those? Donuts and this and that and whatever. It's gatenished. It's not working. So he decides the tried and true method. He schleps him over to the deep end, Bal Korcho, and he throws him in. No, the same thing happened. It wasn't Matzliach this time. So the fellow drowns. Kimat. No, he's a lifeguard. He saves people. So he jumps in, and the same thing happens. He gives him the CPR, pumps out the water, he brings him back to life. What is the first thing you imagine that this fellow is going to say to the lifeguard after he comes back to this world? So now, what happened to the Hakaras HaTov? He said, what do you mean? If you wouldn't have thrown me into the water, I wouldn't have been drowning. I should owe you yet Hakaras HaTov. He says, yeah, but I did it for a reason. I want you to learn how to swim. It's very, very important. Now, this is scene number two, is the second idea of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what I meant by it's almost contradictory to Hakaras HaTov. Let me ask you a question. They came into Mitzrayim, Baal Korchom, it's part of a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they wandered by accident into Mitzrayim because there was a rock. So it really depends on how you look at it. In the immediate moment, maybe it could appear to be just a coincidence. Mitzrayim is where the food is, and that's because of Yosef, interestingly enough. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already told Avraham Avinu, Yodoha Teita Kigeri Ezeracha Beretz Lolohem V'Avodim V'Inu Oysom. It's much more than that. When the Ribbono Shel Olam took Avraham Avinu, he separated Avraham to create a nation out of Avraham.
And if you look at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, it's crystal clear that even though Mila is for everybody in Avram's household, but Bris Mila, the covenant, Ves Brisi Okimis Yitzchak. And what is the inyan of the Bris? To give him Eretz Knan. And the Ramban asks, what does it say? Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. It doesn't say what Avram Avinu did. V'chulu v'chulu. And many answer, it's not because of a reward. It's simply that that's where it is. The place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Included in that plan is the throwing them into the deep water called Mitzrayim. And however it's explained and whatever the purpose of that Kura Barzel is, it is a golus that is not as a result of anybody's sin. It's the only golus that is not a result of sin. Every golus is mipnei chatoeinu golinu me'aretzeinu. Here you have a golus that's part of a plan. And therefore, when we are talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have an obligation to talk literally through two sides of our mouth. But instead of being usually a negative thing, this happens to be an extraordinarily positive thing where we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, we are willing to acknowledge all that you did for us, like the first mashal of the swimming pool, and they were willing to explain everything that happened, like the second mashal of the swimming pool. And in fact, that gives the Haggadah its fundamental backbone. And that makes the Seder of the Haggadah incredibly brilliant. Not that they don't need my Haskama, but you know, as I said at the very beginning, it's something that you wouldn't necessarily notice, and it looks very, very famished. You know, there's this and this and this and this. It's not so. And the secret also is something else. The words Arami Oyvidovi. What is Arami Oyvidovi? So you'll notice an interesting thing. On the surface, it would appear that Arami Oyvidovi is the only part of that entire parsha that we don't bring another pasuk for, or we don't explain. Arami Oyvidovi Vayered Mitzrayma. Vayered Mitzrayma Shenema. Vishiva Nefesh Yogar Vesecha Mitzrayma. Vayogar Sham, Malame, Vachulu. What happened to Arami Oyvidovi? Where's the explanation of Arami Oyvidovi? Unless you think that you don't need an explanation. Rebbeinu Da'al Mekula, boy, do you need an explanation. Because the explanation of the Haggadah runs counter to the vast majority of Mefarshim. It's, you know, in the Poshup Shat realm. Because normally, what is Arami Oyvid Avi? My father was an Arami Oyvid. He was wandering. He's the Av, Yaakov Avinu is the Av of Golos. He's never in a place. Vikish Yaakov Leishav B'shavu Kofet Salav Reizah Shal Yosef. He goes here and there and there, and he ends up even in Mitzrayim. Even when he thought he was going back to Eretz Yisrael, he ends up in Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, if that is exactly what is happening, so we wonder, why doesn't the Haggadah explain it? Arami Oyvid Avi, Kamosha Nehemar, all right? The answer is, not only does it explain, it explains it so well and so subtly that we don't even notice that we are explaining it. Where do we explain it? Because normally you look for an explanation after the pasuk. Here the explanation is before the pasuk. Look at the lashon of the Haggadah. I mean, you all know it by heart. It's not that, you know, I need to tell it to you. But you're going to come upon it, and it's very fascinating. After all the halachas, I took him, now listen to this. What should have been the next phrase in perfect parallel harmony? If it says va'etin lo es Yaakov es Esav, va'etin li Esav es harseir l'reshes Esav, va'etin li Yaakov es haeretz Kanaan l'reshes Esav, and that is exactly what the pasuk says, but it doesn't say it in those words. What does it say? In which words does it say it? The Yaakov uvan of Yardu Mitzrayim. That's the point. In other words, the plan of Hashem to give Yaakov Eretz Yisrael requires the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, and that is the explanation of B'tchilo Ovdei Avodah Zorah Maschu B'gnusu Mesayim B'Shevach, approach number two to the whole inyan of Sipur, which is not plain Hakaras HaTayva, as essential as that is in Yiddishkeit. Now,
What happens? Baruch Shema Haftachos Al Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechashev Es HaKeitz. Pileploim, it's a plan, it's a cheshbon. Mechashev Es HaKeitz. Kmo She'omel Avram Avinu Bein Apsarim, Shenema, Yadoya Teide Gezacha, V'gam Esagoya She'avod Adon Al Chivachachen Yetzu B'chush Gadol. He She'omdo La Beisenu V'lonu. Listen, this is incredible. And I believe that the Haggadah was using both of these Yesodos. I told you before that Arami Ovidovi is the expression of Akar Satov, which it certainly is. That is the parsha as the Rambam says. But Arami Ovidovi, those three words created an unbelievable bridge to bring at the same time us into the forefront of our understanding and appreciation of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second idea mamish. What is that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a plan of taking Avraham Avinu, which keeps going and going and going until finally they end up in Eretz Yisrael, and really continues until Yemos HaMashiach. Because, Rabbi Isai, Yetzias Mitzrayim never came to an end. That's why B'chol Dor V'Dor Roim, you know, we're mechuyev to Liros HaSatim Kibu Yotzim in Mitzrayim, because we're in the middle of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim will not finish until the plan is over, and the plan is not over until Yemos HaMashiach. So we are literally in the middle of a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what is the bridge? The bridge of those three words, Arami Avidavi. You know why? Because they touched Arami as who? Lover. And then they used the idea of Arami Avidavi as this notion that our experience in Mitzrayim is a disaster and that they were horrible people who tried to do a sin, and on. It's not the first time. And because it's not the first time, it's not the last time. So how do we survive all of this? Because the master plan will never tolerate that we should perish. At anyone's hand. And that is, of course, the secret of the Jewish survival. Shalom echad bilvad. He sha'am del aviseinu. Baruch shomer haftachos al Yisrael. He sha'am del aviseinu v'lonu shalom echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. Ela shebechol dov ador amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Bechol dov ador chayiv adam liris es atma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam. Tzeyu l'mad ma bikesh lovan ha'aram. Lovan ha'aram is not paro. So how is it that in the parsha we start with Lavan Arami all of a sudden? The answer is because we want to show Shepachol Dovidom Demolayim, starting from day one, from even before we became a nation. But at the same time that is a critical inyan of Hakaras HaTov, it also shows us that this is part of a long history of attempts to destroy us, which will never ever succeed, no matter how close they come, Rachmana Litzlan. So Memela, when we say this parsha, and we mentioned the Makkos and everything else, and we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are aware that we are talking about the history of Klal Yisrael. And so whereas in HaKoras HaTov we would be able to stop with the whole little vignette called Mitzrayim v'Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shibud and the Yetziah, Avodim Ayinu L'Par Mitzrayim, but the history does not allow that narrow perspective. History demands panorama. And the panorama says, look at the whole picture. It's time to go. I assume. I think it's only fair. Mashiach is a Mashiach. And what are you looking at me like that? It's either that or all night. We'll stop here. Let's go back. I'm going back to the